lions and tigers and not bears, yoga.
Oh my!
An animal sanctuary in where else? Florida. Sarasota, Florida has begun a unique yoga program amid the enclosure's housing of its 50 big cats.
What?
All right, as in Big Cat Habitat and Gulf Coast Sanctuary, where they keep lions and tigers, the intent is to provide people with exercise of body and mind through yoga, combined with an up-close experience with lions, tigers, and other big cats. I'm pretty sure you'll exercise your body when you're running away to keep the big cats from eating
you. But you can't run away from a lion. Don't you play dead with lions? I don't know. Do you run? I mean, I know if you come across a bear, you don't run because then they charge you and attack you. You, like, play dead. What do you do with a lion?
Lion and Tiger Yoga. The event currently is available for 24 people every fourth Saturday because it takes a full month for the lions and tigers to eat the first group. The $40 ticket also includes a pass for the entire sanctuary, which probably doesn't get used half the time. Because you're dead. Because you did yoga with lions and tigers.
I mean, if this is like, I think of yoga and I think like relaxing, like stretching. I mean, or
calming.
Power, yeah, calming. There's like power yoga that's like very, you know, aerobic. And I mean, this would get your blood pumping.
So At first I thought, is it the lions and tigers are doing the yoga with you? I mean, is there a separation or what's the deal?
Apparently they're in there with you. I'm not sure if it says up close experience. How close? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I would do yoga with goats. I would do yoga on boats.
We had a guy who went up the mountain. I went one trail when I was in North Carolina, but he went up on Prayer Mountain, and he got two pictures of bears, like a bear right there.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
And at one time, he just kind of tried to outweigh the bear, and it eventually left. The other time, he went toward the bear with his camera,
right.
And then the bear
ran. Left.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that bear must maybe going, hey, you want to do some yoga? I don't know.
He just wanted to have a picnic.
Doesn't seem like a great idea, Florida.
I got to tell you, I was at the ribbon cutting yesterday for The Well, which is a new studio focused in downtown Eau Claire on strengthening both body and mind. Amy Erickson's the owner. She already has Latitude 44 yoga studio. So we'll have to see if they've got any animals.
I'm still saying I would do goat or yoga or llama yoga. Totally.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I did the P90X yoga and it hurt.
It's just getting too much. I mean, because then there was the whole thing where people were cuddling with cows. And I mean, I'm all about nature. But
that seems more Wisconsin-y.
It does, doesn't it? Do you remember that?
I've got to draw the line on that one.
I guess. Here's Skillet.
Stick with my dogs. Well, Hillary, good news.
Okay, let's hear it.
A study out yesterday says coffee could help you burn calories.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
That's
new research
amazing.
Indicates that a cup of coffee or three
yes.
could help you slim down. A new study out yesterday morning in the journal Scientific Reports finds coffee can stimulate what's called brown fat, the fat in your body that keeps you warm by burning calories.
Yeah,
that's interesting because I thought babies were the only ones with brown fat. I didn't know that adults had brown fat.
Yeah, Dr. David Agus explains what the finding means for our understanding of metabolism. Now, what is brown fat? It's brown adipose tissue or BAT or brown fat.
Okay.
Also known as good fat. Can generate heat and metabolize macronutrients.
Huh.
Like glucose-heavy foods like honey and dried fruit by burning calories.
Interesting.
Watt, or white fat.
Yes.
Stores calories that haven't been burned.
Okay. See, that is, because I swear, in nursing school, I had learned that babies have brown fat and that's how they thermoregulate, whereas adults have
interesting you say that. Yes. You're very medically aware. He says, we didn't even know brown fat existed until 10 years ago. Babies have brown fat because they can't shiver and create heat.
Mm.
We found brown fat in adults predominantly in the upper chest.
Huh.
The study shows that a cup of coffee or caffeine can actually stimulate brown fat to make heat. So you're just warming, dare I say this to her on the air, you're just warming your brown fat.
Yay!
Go ahead and give you that warm
I'm
feeling.
I'm just going to take another drink of coffee.
All right.
Huh.
There we go.
So it's not the caffeine, it's the stimulating of my brown fat. That's great.
Just roll through your favorite coffee shop's drive-thru and be like, I really need to stimulate my brown fat this morning.
If we talked about coffee, we've got to talk about donuts.
Indeed.
Oh, donuts. Yeah. I mean,
so,
if you
when
drink
they get
coffee
dessert, when
they
get
donuts.
Dessert, it's just like, where's the coffee?
If you drink coffee with your donuts, you're good. Those calories don't count.
Bring donuts coffee. Friday night.
Okay. Holy donuts from Amory. Myron will be bringing the following donut flavors to Hope at the River. Cinnamon sugar.
Yum.
Powdered sugar.
Yum.
Glazing sprinkles.
Oh.
Butterfinger bomb.
Yes.
Myron.
Orange dream.
Oh.
Raspberry lemonade.
Oh.
And
my wife.
Key lime pie.
I want
one of each.
One of each, yeah.
But for sure, the raspberry lemonade, key lime pie, and Butterfinger thing.
I'm thinking breakfast Saturday morning, too, basically.
Right on.
Get them to go.
I think so. I don't think Myron would object, would he?
I don't think
I'm
so.
Sure
so,
he
yes.
Wouldn't.
Holy Donuts will be there. Don't forget, if you want to wash down those donuts with ice cream, Olson's Ice Cream be there, Davis Dogs. And
coffee.
I'm hearing Euros could be present as well,
yes!
too. Working on that,
wow.
efforting it.
Every time he says that, I want to follow it with Batman. Holy Donuts, Batman. Well, living to 100, I mean, to make it to triple digits, that's something. And a story that's kind of sweeping social media this morning has to do with Julia Hurricane Hawkins. This young lady took up running at the age of 100.
That's what she took
that.
It up.
Yeah.
New
that's
life,
awesome.
New adventures.
Yes.
Julia says, as I get older, I feel like I only have so many 100-yard dashes left, and I don't want to waste them in practice.
I love that attitude. That's amazing.
So 2 years ago, at the age of 101, she set a record, a running record. She ran the 100-meter dash, finishing with a time of 39.62 seconds, hence the name Hurricane.
Nice.
This week, at the age of 103, Ms. Hawkins returned to the track to run the 50 and 100-meter dash races in the National Senior Games in Albuquerque. Is that on ESPN?
I don't know, but I would like to watch it.
She's believed to be the oldest woman to formally compete on an American track.
Nice.
According to the organization, which hosts the Olympic-style event for athletes 50 and older, I qualify.
That's well, great.
Come on.
There you go.
Yes.
What's your event? What's your event?
I mean, let's start with running against her, I guess. There is admittedly little competition in the centenarian age group. Any other 100-year-old runners? I guess I got
yeah,
this.
Guess
right?
not. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do the javelin. I just found the javelin, Mark.
There you go. I have our friend Dave Check maybe coach me, right?
Yeah, sure.
He did shot, but anyhow, she finished a 100-meter dash about 6 seconds slower than her record time, but she still was pleased with the result, saying, "Hey, remember, I'm 2 years older."
There
I'm
kind of
scared for these folks who are doing the high jump. I mean, like,
don't break a hip.
That's what.
So my grandma, you know, we were visiting last week because she's in Wisconsin, and she told me she was at Bible study a while back, and the pastor was talking about age and old age, and these are all senior citizens, and he says, "Would any of you want to live to see 90? And one gentleman raised his hand, huh. and he said, "Fred, what is it about 90 that you want to hit 90? And Fred said, "Well, I'm 89 now, and my birthday's next week." So... I don't know if the guy's name was Fred, but yeah, I'd want to make it that extra week too, I guess, if I'm staring it down. But
every day is a gift.
It
every
really
day is a
is.
Big gift.
For those interested, NSGA.com has a 5 hour, 37 minute, 34 second complete video of the 2019 National Senior Games. So
I know what I'm
going to be
doing tonight.
For the next 39 minutes of the show.
Absolutely.
I'll be watching it.
Today in Weird Things You Had No Idea You Needed on Amazon for $12, it's Butter Knife Magic, a kitchen device that promises to make spreading butter on bread a whole lot easier. And we're talking about
cold hard butter.
Yeah,
because that is the worst
right.
when the cold butter rips your bread.
I agree.
And a lot of times it happens you're out in a public place.
Yes.
Even, right?
Because no one wants mangled bread in public.
You could travel with this in your cold butter purse.
How do you spread it?
I know.
And if you carry this knife with you... You wouldn't make it through security, but...
Probably not. You need a special holster. It looks kind of like a vegetable peeler and a butter knife genetically spliced.
So it makes little bitty bits of butter so that they heat
basically,
faster
yeah.
and you spread them on your bed. So I was in Anago this weekend. I was at my dad's house because, you know, we cleaned his house. So now we can actually go and stay there because there's a place for us to be. But my dad, like, he cooks and stuff, but, you know, some of the stuff in his fridge is kind of sketchy. So we went out for a fish fry on Friday night. And they had brought the bread basket and we're there and we're packing up leftovers. And I'm like, "Oh, let's take the butter." My family's like, "What?" I'm like, well, I don't know if Grandpa Wayne has butter. Let's take the butter. And Grandpa was like, I've got butter. I keep it in the freezer. I'm like, I don't want your frozen butter, Dad. Let's just take the butter. I was so glad we took like all the butter packets.
Yeah.
And it was so nice that we had them.
Because, those are always nice and soft.
Because he made pancakes for us the next morning and we used the butter packets. And then we had chicken. Like, he roasted a chicken for dinner on Saturday night. And I bought this lovely loaf of bread at a farmer's market. And we had butter.
Were they the kind of butter packs that you have to, like, unpeel? Or the kind where you just... Yeah. Or there's the kind where you just, like, peel off the top. Like, unwrap versus...
So he really didn't have any?
Well, it was all in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
He did have it. It was a freezer. But my family, we had, like, this little, you know, container of butter bits.
You used it all weekend long.
We used it all weekend long. And then yesterday, we were at home. And we had brought home some leftover-y things with us. And so I grabbed those butter packets. And Becca at one point yesterday was like, do we have butter? Because I made jam. So she wanted buttered bread with jam. And I said, why, yes, we do. Here's a butter packet. Butter for everybody.
So, very magnanimous of you. Some people enjoy taking home the complimentary soaps and shampoos from hotels.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some people enjoy the complimentary butter packets.
I took all the butter packets. I kind of was like... I mean, I just felt like one of those ladies shoving bread bits in her purse, but it was
fine. What I want to know is when you have a story sometime that involves your dad and Dean, will you do an impression of both of them? Because the way you did your dad was worth noting, and I've heard you do Dean, so I want a story with both in the future.
Multiple voices.
That will be on the podcast for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.